cut my throat, sir?" I begged in terror.
"Tell me your name, boy. Quick," he said, still holding me. "And show me where you live."
"My name's Pip, sir, and I live in the village over there."
He picked me up and turned me upside down. Nothing fell out of my pocket except a piece of old bread. He ate it in two bites like a dog and put me back on the gravestone.
"So where are your father and mother?" he asked.
"There, sir,"
I answered, pointing to their graves.
"What?"
he cried, and was about to run when he saw where I was pointing.
"Oh," he said, "I see. They're dead. Well, who do you live with? If I let you live, which I haven't decided yet."
"With my sister, sir. Wife of Joe Gargery, the blacksmith."
"Blacksmith, you say?"
And he looked down at his leg. Then he held me by both arms and stared fiercely down into my eyes.
"Now look here. You bring me a file. You know what that is? And you bring me some food. If you don't, or if you tell anyone about me, I'll cut your heart out."